Welcome to another episode of Tech Talk Unplugged, where we dive into the fascinating world of technology in an approachable and engaging way. I'm your host, and today we're going to explore the intriguing aspects of ray tracing in GPU software, particularly through the lens of a project using the WebGPU API. To start, let's clarify what ray tracing is for those who might not be familiar. Imagine a virtual photographer with a super advanced camera tracing the paths of light rays as they bounce around a 3D scene. This technique allows for incredibly realistic rendering of materials and lighting effects. But what if we told you that you could implement this using just some open source tools and a GLTF scene? That's exactly what today's discussion is about. So this project we're exploring expects a single GLTF scene as input. It's fascinating how it supports various material types, like flat colored or textured materials with albedo and normal maps. It's like giving color and depth to your digital creations. But there's a catch. It doesn't yet support refraction. That's a topic for another day. Imagine looking through a glass and not seeing the distortion that you'd expect. Now, if you're wondering how this all works, the project relies heavily on fast ray scene intersections using something called bounding volume hierarchy, BVH. It's an optimized way of organizing data to ensure that our virtual photographer doesn't spend unnecessary time checking every little detail of the scene. You know, it's like having a fast pass at a theme park, getting to your thrills without wasting time in line. And speaking of thrills, this ray tracer employs something known as Monte Carlo integration with multiple importance sampling. What a mouthful, right? But fear not. Essentially, this means that the software intelligently decides how to sample light in the scene, balancing various strategies for different kinds of materials. This is where the magic happens, and it's pretty exciting. Now let's take a moment to think about the type of projects you could create with this. How about an interactive art installation? Picture this, a space where visitors can manipulate a virtual scene in real time, activating ray tracing simply with the press of a spacebar. I don't know about you, but that sounds like fun. By the way, if you're interested in trying this out, the project gives you straightforward instructions for building it. Just a few tools like CMake and SDL2 are needed, and then you can start creating magic with ray tracing. Imagine navigating a world with just a few keyboard strokes. Moving around with WASD, rotating your view with mouse movements, it's like being in a video game, but with the power of ray tracing at your fingertips. As we near the end of today's episode, let's reflect on the potential of ray tracing and how this project is just scratching the surface. There's even talk of adding features like support for environment maps and implementing wavefront path tracing. It feels as if the possibilities are as infinite as the universe of 3D graphics itself. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a thought-provoking question. How do you think advancements in rendering technologies like this will change the way we create and experience digital art in the future? Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Tech Talk Unplugged. If you're as excited as I am about the intersections of technology and creativity, make sure to join us next time for more insightful discussions. Until then, keep exploring the world of tech.